Where motoring starts. This is Behind the Wheel.
Will, thanks for your time. Really nice to talk to you.
Nice to stay here. Thank you for the opportunity.
I've spoken to a couple of other guys that have worked in sort of similar fields that bringing together the creativity and cars, and it's a pretty good life, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's not a job; it's a passion. So it's something that I love to do. So I think that I have probably the greatest job in the world, but I do something that I love to do every day.
Exactly right. We always do like to sort of start at the beginning, just to find out more about how it all happened for you. What are your roots, Will?
The career started at a young age. Washing and waxing cars to make extra money. I used to work at an Italian restaurant and park cars, and I used to park really nice, fancy cars, and they needed to be serviced, and they needed wax and detailing. And my brother went to school with a hip-hop recording artist, Eric Sherman, from EPMD. And he had a recording deal with Def Jam, Russell Simmons. And he wanted a custom car done. So my brother Bobby told him, said, "Hey, listen, when you come to my brother World, you can customize anything that you want on your new car." And the car was a Mercedes-Benz 300E at the time, and he wanted a spoiler kit with big wheel tires, custom interior stereo system, and a rag top. So we wound up customizing that for him, and he said, "If I do a really good job on that, he's going to tell all his friends, all his hip-hop artists at the time, and all the athletes to come to me," because at that time there was no social media, no digital, space, no TV shows for cars and stuff like that. So basically it was word of mouth. And once we delivered the car, everyone, LL Cool J, Kumo D, just everybody saw this car. And, he became part of history.
Do you think that that history with washing cars and sort of driving cars, you're able to sort of, you really don't understand a car until you start working on it and washing it and cleaning it, and it's a bit like that, I guess, with transforming a car. You've got to sort of understand the beast first and foremost, don't you?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because it's true. But there is a technique in washing a car. There is a technique. You could spend 8 hours washing the car, or you could spend maybe just an hour washing the car. And it's really in the technique and how thorough and how much you pay attention to detail. Some people start, on the side of the fender, and some people start where you're supposed to, on top of the roof, and let everything, all the dirt, slide down to the bottom.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like a lot of things. You have to have that tactile feel, don't you, of the car, to bridge that gap, especially when you're talking about transforming a car, to sort of, you've got to understand what you're starting with, don't you, to get to where you want to get with it.
Well, that's important. I mean, everything is, I think you have to mentally be prepared for the unknown. You also have to take the challenge when you build the car, because there's always going to be obstacles. That's why it's called custom. You don't know really how long it's going to take. So, I always pretty much, when I talk to my team, I'm always talking about time management. Time management is very important when it comes to business. Because at the end of the day, it is a business, and, we do have to get the car done at a timely fashion, or my celebrity friends won't be too happy.
Well, you mentioned the celebrity friends, and there's some pretty wild sort of personalities that you've dealt with on the show. Have you ever sort of shaken your head at their requests and thought, this is not going to work? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen crazy things out there, but we definitely don't like to. We won't put a jacuzzi in the back of the trunk. We don't put cars. We make them unique.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, isn't it? And I guess it's like anything in a creative field, you've got to know when to stop, don't you? You can ruin it by just going that little bit too far sometimes.
That's correct. I mean, there's a fine line on where you need to stop, because if you just keep on going, then you're really going to devalue the car and it's going to look a little hideous.
Yeah.
That's why we call them grown and sexy.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Well, I don't know if you've got the same saying in the US and North America, but what we find here in Australia is that the plumber always has the leaky toilet and the painter always has the house that needs painting. What kind of car do you drive, Will? And don't tell us it's a Corolla that hasn't been customised. I'm sure that isn't the case, surely.
No. Well, no, believe it or not. Exactly, like the shoemaker, his shoes are all busted up.
Exactly.
So much work on shoes. Well, it's true. I mean, I got an A to B car, basically a 2013 Dodge Dart that I use on a daily basis. But to be honest, if I need a car, we work 6 days a week, and if I need a car for a special occasion, believe me, I have a ton of cars I can pick from a lot of my friends. I can get anything from a Rolls Royce to a Lamborghini to a Range Rover. Whatever I need, I can always have. I mean, I have stuff in the garage every day. I make a phone call. Listen, I want to go to dinner and take your car. They're like, no problem. So I just basically, I drive my car.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's not bad, is it? Not bad. Are there any projects that sort of stand out to you as the car that was the hardest to give over to the client?
Was probably Carmelo Anthony's Jeep.
Okay.
I didn't want to really give that one back, because I am a fan of the Jeep Wrangler, especially when it's around spring and summer and fall. I'll drive topless to take the roof off, have my system playing, have my wheels running, so it'd be good. That was really hard to part with.
Yeah,
and, I know one thing that Carmelo did tell his wife: she's not allowed to use the car no more.
And I wonder if that rule is held up. Well, if you open the door, there probably might be some crumbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the trick to a good customization what you start with, the car that you start with, or is it simply just putting plenty of planning and thought into it?
You want to have the vision. I come up with a vision, and you have to see and a beginning, and you also have to see where the end's going to be. And then you have to also look at the time frame that you have to build that project. And there is planning involved, and you have to have the right groceries, I call it, which is the right parts, and the right people working on the job. And we have a great team. We have a really good team. I can't take all the credit myself, because I have a great bunch of guys.
Yeah, and that is one thing that always stands out on the show is you're only as good as your team, and you can hand over those jobs, and they really are. It's
a bunch of great guys.
Mm. Well, and artists, it crosses that boundary into art, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think all about how far they're a piece of artwork. I mean, we're always changing the color, we're always changing the interior, we're changing the wheels, we're changing the lights, we're changing everything just about. So, but we want to do it with a nice touch of class and make it unique and personalize it.
Yeah, unique is the word, isn't it? Well, you mentioned the celebrities. That's certainly a big component of the show. Who can we look forward to on this coming season?
This season we're going to have NFL superstar Odell Beckham Jr. From the Giants. And we got a good friend of mine, Busta Buss, which is Busta Rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have Jason Derulo, Austin Mahone, we also have boxer Kit Chocolate, we have Carmelo Anthony, and we also have the comedian John Leguizamo.
That's a good cross-section of people from different walks of life, and I'm sure that's reflected in their vehicles.
Yes.
Well, we look forward to the next season. It's airing on Discovery Turbo here in Australia. And, Will, it's been great catching up with you, and we do very much admire your work.
Thank you so much, Joel. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you so much.
BehindTheWheel.com.au